Austria between the years 1908 and 1910. Or to be exact, 1909. The scene opens in the rural hamlet of Beck, situated on the River Bontz. But then you have all heard of Bacon Bontz.
Yes, Bacon Bontz. In that fateful year, I, Neddy Seagoon, was on a walking tour of the Austrian Istrian. By chance, I was given a ticket for the grand ball held at the Schloss Brandenburg in honor of the Emperor's son, Kronprinz Arnold.
Yes, the Kronprinz, being of the House of Heidelberger, was the heir. But we reactionaries did not want another Heidelberger on the throne. So that night at the grand ball, we conspired. There you are, Count Moriarty.
Ah, good Abend, Herr Colonel Gritpipe. I've been looking for you all over the ballroom.
You fool, you made it so obvious hanging on the chandelier.
Achtung, listen, we must talk together.
No, I'll wait until you've finished.
Look, let us go outside on the balcony.
No, we mustn't do that, we're being watched.
How can we talk without arousing suspicion?
I have it. Come close.
Yeah?
Hold tight now. And one, two, three, one, two, three. Chassis reverse turn.
My, you waltz divinely. Now we can talk without drawing attention to each other.
Yes.
Do you come here often?
Only for assassination.
Good.
One.
Ah, assassinations. That brings us to the point of Kronprinz Arnold. What is the plan for him?
Well,
yeah?
This night he is sleeping in the castle.
Uh-huh.
At the hour of midnight, we must place a bomb in his bed. Two, three.
But surely he's bound to feel a cold bomb?
No. Not if it's put inside a hot water bottle. Two, three. Two, three.
Good. I tell you what we'll do.
Pardon me.
Yes?
May I cut in? This is an excuse me dance, you know.
Curse. I'll see you later, Colonel Gritpipe.
Very good, Mariah.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Will you mind taking your knees out of my eyes?
I beg your pardon.
I say, I hope you didn't mind me excusing you.
No, I love competition.
I'm Neddy Seagoon, English tourist, you know. I'm on a walking tour.
I thought this couldn't be dancing.